first presenter is Lauren Eckert, who is from the Department of Geography, and she is going to be presenting on of conservation and conflicts, insights from the Salish Sea.
Imagine your most recent conflict, perhaps a Thanksgiving dinner sparked by that relative notorious for inflammatory political beliefs. Or maybe it was over something small, one too many dirty dish left in the sink one too many times. Imagine the cascade of emotions, anger, anxiety, defensiveness, the heat rising to your cheeks. The intense experience of conflict is a universal human phenomenon. Conflict can alert us to societal and individual problems and invite us towards transformative change. It can also reduce our relationships to entrenched us versus them battle. I study conflicts and peace building. In the context of conservation, human activities have resulted in unprecedented environmental degradation. Conservation interventions meant to protect ecosystems increasingly conflict with other human activities, resulting in tense conflict among people, communities, and wildlife. These conservation conflicts often resist solutions. An overlooked step in transforming conflicts is examining their roots in identities and beliefs. Just like how the fight over that dish may be a proxy for years of relationship strife, conflicts over ecosystem management may represent clashes in groups' ideas about who we are and our responsibilities to the more than human world. For example, in the Salish Sea, conflict has emerged surrounding southern resident killer whales and Chinook salmon. The whales are endangered due to many stressors, among them depletion of salmon. Managers have restricted recreational fishing of Chinook to protect killer whales, resulting in public conflict especially tense among so-called angler and conservation groups. I used online surveys to examine identities, beliefs, and opinions of stakeholders, asking who participates in conflict, what underlies it, and can it be transformed? We found that conflict is deeply rooted in beliefs and identity, but we also found commonalities between supposedly distinct groups, especially regarding the importance of salmon and a relationship with the natural world. What's more, many participants identified as both anglers and conservation supporters. Conflict isn't always about the dirty dish. It's about misconceptions, unresolved histories, different priorities, painful emotions. Likewise, in the case of orcas and salmon, our research supports that once decision makers turn away from management specificities and focus on shared beliefs, relationships, humanization, and reconciliation, we may yet find opportunities to coexist in a shared world of increasingly challenging conservation decisions. Thank you.